Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. Anna and Raven have already read the entire internet before you've even had coffee. Here's what's trending, powered by Home Comfort Practice.
All right, let's start with this one here. So, you know, national polls have been going left and right. I'm not sure which Tuesday this is, Anna. I'm sure there's some primary somewhere. But, I mean, at this point, we pretty much know what's going to be, right? Hillary and Bernie will continue to fight. Donald Trump will be the GOP nominee because everybody else is out of the race at this point.
Correct.
All right, so the polling comes out now, and it's like Bernie versus Donald or Hillary versus Donald or this person versus Donald or whatever. But yesterday, apparently, the PPP, that is the private political polling company or something like that, apparently released a poll that had all sorts of information putting Donald Trump against all sorts of different adversaries. Now, it turns out that Donald Trump is not as popular as head lice.
What?
Right.
Head lice.
Apparently, voters have a 28% favorable view of Donald Trump nationally, and head lice, 54%.
Now, who likes head lice?
I don't
know. Who's like, you know what? I just like lice.
I guess
it
is a comparison type thing, and apparently that was not the only things that are on the list. Listen to this.
This new national polling also finds that Mr. Trump is viewed less favorably than not just lice, but also traffic jams, used car salesmen, hipsters, the DMV, jury duty, the band Nickelback, and also root canals.
I mean, that's a pretty unpleasant list right there.
Now,
to be fair, of course, this list was being touted on MSNBC, and we all know that they're a left-leaning, like, you know, tough news coverage. But, I mean, they said it's a national poll, and it's not theirs. It's from an independent company. So,
That's hilarious.
If you ever find one of those on the ballot, you know that you know, a lot of your people might be voting for them. Speaking of crazy studies that are out there, so how about this one? Half your friends might not actually like you.
What does that mean?
Well, there's new information out right now that says a new study says that 95% of people think all their friendships are mutual, meaning that if I have an opinion of what our friendship is, your opinion must be the exact same as my opinion, right? Turns out half your friends don't think you're as close as you actually think that you are. So about half the people apparently that you might regard as friends might actually regard you as an acquaintance.
And
some of the people that you regard as an acquaintance might not actually like you at all.
So So I put my friends in levels. There's A level friends, B level friends, and C level friends,
right?
And you know, it depends on how close you are with them.
Sure.
So you're trying to say that my A level friends, the people that I text constantly and spend most of my life with, might put me in a B or C category?
I'm just saying, I'm not saying it, but Science Daily says it, and it's putting it out there. And if it's science, Anna, it's science.
Do you like me?
I like you.
Am I A-level friend, B-level friend, or C-level friend?
I don't know. You keep doing nice things, so I guess, I mean, I don't know. I guess a B,
you spend
right?
10 hours a day with
me. And that's the thing that works against us. That is clearly the thing that works against us.
Oh, man.
And lastly, you know, it's an upsetting story, but is it really as bad as it sounds right now? So a Muslim student apparently in a yearbook, you know, the yearbooks are all coming out right now, okay? And we just had the one with the football player exposed himself in that yearbook or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So a new student, Bayan Zelif, apparently has been identified as Isis Phillips in her yearbook. She is a Muslim student. Now, that sounds terrible, right? Here's the thing. There is an Isis Phillips that goes to that high school. Same year, in the same yearbook, and their picture was also screwed up. So there's an investigation going on right now to figure out what's going on with the high school and what happened there. But here she is talking about it.
Well, I'm very sad because of what happened. I'm very embarrassed. It really hurt. I can't assume for now until the fair investigation starts.
No.
Hopefully, it's just a misunderstanding.
I certainly hope so.
This happens. You know, one guy opens it on Excel, another one another program, and it's all screwed up.
I hope so.